Philadelphia's Morning Answer with Chris Stegall on Philadelphia's AM 990, The Answer.
All right, Montgomery County, I've had more than a few of you Montgomery County Republicans alerting me to what's coming up here. The current Republican chairperson of Montgomery County's Republican Party is stepping down, Liz Priette-Havey. I got her name right? I don't know her. But anyway, she's stepping down officially, and so that means they need a new Republican Party chairperson in Montgomery County. Stan Casasio is a great friend of this show, and you know Stan. You probably know Stan's voice well. We've talked with Stan many, many times and his lovely wife, Diane, over the years, and we welcome him back. Stan wants to be the next Montgomery County Republican chairman. And Stan, first of all, good morning. Why are you jumping in this race? And there's not a lot of time, I should note. She's stepping down, and March 1st is Election Day for Montgomery County Republicans. So good morning.
Yes, good morning, Chris. And listen, by the way, just one quick comment. If Joe Biden really wanted to go to war zone, he should go to the southern border, in which Mexicans and Americans, there's carnage every day, bullets flying and everything else.
Or hell, even Philadelphia.
If he did, yeah, right, well, that's the other point, too. But getting back to where we are, look, I've been involved with Montgomery County Republican Party since Hard Hat for Nixon's back in 1967. I know you weren't even born then, but anyhow, I've been involved with it. And what I've seen, this great Republican Party in Montgomery County, just keep on doing the same darn thing all the time, and we're no better off than we were before. So what happens, Liz brings a few people together, and nothing, no disparaging against Liz or anybody because they're fellow Republicans. It's the process that I'm upset about. So she gets together about a week and a half ago and says, oh, I'm resigning. By the way, we're going to have this vote on March the 1st, and my handpicked person is this other person, who, by the way, is a nice guy. I have nothing against them. It's the process. This is very important because our Montgomery County Republican Party has gone down the tubes so bad, we can't win anything. We can't even fight our way out of a paper bag. So first off, I want them to put this off for at least 30 days so that we can have a real debate. In fact, I'd love you to be the moderator, in which me and other people who want to be chair get on your station and we discuss our positions and let the best product sell. It's very simple. We have to run our party like a business. And that's where I am. And look, hey, I've been involved. Go ahead.
Yeah, Stan, I'm sorry to interrupt. I just wanted to ask you, Stan, so that I follow, Liz, who's the current chairperson, did she suddenly resign or is her term up?
No, she suddenly resigned because this past June, there was a reorganization because after the primary, you have a reorganization. And I'm on the floor. People say, hey, Stan, run for chairman. So I ran against Liz because I always believe we should have competition because that makes us better. So, you know, I did a good showing. I never campaigned for it at all. So that's what happened. And then all of a sudden, now she's resigning.
Just because I'm trying to understand the timeline, she resigned in, how much more of her term did she have if she hadn't resigned?
She had like 3.5 years left to go.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so nobody expected this, is what you're saying.
Basically, no.
Okay, wow. So she says, I'm stepping down. We got to replace me by March 1st, and here's who I'd like you to replace me with. How common is it that somebody steps down this early in their chairmanship with 3 years to go? That's unprecedented.
Well, at least in Montgomery County politics, it is generally, yes. I don't think anybody's ever served that short of a period of time after winning a reelection. That's where we are today. And it's just the way it happened and the way it's being used. Here's something I've been involved in, and you know this because you've had Joe DiGiulio Elmo on. And by the way, I said it pretty good compared to the way you said it, his name.
Yeah, it's tough.
Andy, I know it is tough, man, even for an Italian like me. And Andy Teitelman, both attorneys who have been in the forefront in doing this, all this work pro bono to get election integrity. I've been involved with these great people from Bucks County, unbelievable people, Andy Mann, these people who just want fair and transparent elections, and going after some of these mail-in ballots. Well, what's happened? The proxy votes inside the Republican establishment are the mail-in ballot program that the establishment uses to maintain power. And right now they're running around collecting all these proxy votes, which they have these open seats. They don't fill it. There's people who want to get in these positions, but they won't let them in. And this is really a stain on our party. I love competition. I want to see people challenge each other to be the best versions of themselves. This really ticks me off as to what's going on. So I'm calling for a stop and that we have a real good kind of a mini convention where we debate in front of all the committee people and let the best person win. And that's as simple as that.
Yeah, Stan Cassasio is with us. He's running for chairman of the Montgomery County Republican Party. That election slated right now for March 1st. You just heard him say he'd like to push that back for a public debate. If you're not successful in getting it pushed back, how does this vote work? Do you convene on a day? And do folks know that you're running inside the party? How do you feel about your showing?
Well, a lot of people do know, and I'm in the process of just sending a letter out. I've been calling people. I've got really good feedback. People have given me some tough questions. You know, they want to know where I've been, and because one of the complaints was they say, well, you know, what kind of money do you raise for the Republican Party? I said, hold on a minute. I said, if you've been following me, one of my frustrations has been, I don't know where the heck the money's going because we keep on losing. And what I've done in the last 5-6 years, I've had so many events at my house. I'm the chairman of the Phyllis Schlafly Pennsylvania Eagles statewide. I've had events in Pittsburgh and Philadelphia. Great people. By the way, you're getting honored, as you know, May the 11th for your outstanding free zone of speech on the radio, which is really great. You're never afraid to talk about these things from your faith to your politics. And I've seen you speak many times and very exciting. But
thank you.
I've been doing this. I have my own radio show that I do once a week where we bring all the candidates in. I want all the candidates to come in, whether I agree with them or not, if they're in the Republican Party. So these are the things that I've been doing, putting my money where my mouth is, to make sure we have the best party out there, that we talk about the issues that work. You just had that wonderful young girl on. And one of the things that I believe we should articulate our arguments intelligently. And that is, for example, I asked people, I said, okay, you think it's okay for transgender men to go in a women's locker room and change in front of your wives, your daughter, your grandchildren? If you put it that way, it hits home. And we don't make these articulate arguments that hit home. For example, you're okay with killing a baby in the 9th month? Even a criminal on death row before he's being executed can call the governor for repeat. An innocent child can't. These are the arguments that we have to make, and we have to make them consistently from party leadership at the top and not be afraid to speak out.
Simple. Stan, how many voting members are there in the party? Do you know?
Well, I think there's a total of 800 committee slots, but about 400 are filled, I believe, which means that there's like all these proxy votes that can be thrown out there. It's just unbelievable what's
good.
Going
now,
on.
Now, wow, that's almost unfathomable. So there are 400 people physically holding a committee post and another 400, half are vacant, empty, meaning what then? By proxy vote, you mean they get to just vote for empty seats on their behalf?
Well, what they can do is they can fill those seats temporarily, which they've done in Bucks County, by the way. If you want to talk to Right for Bucks, Andy and me, and he can give you the whole inside track on that stuff. It's unbelievable. So they fill these vacant seats real quick, and then they have them vote for the candidates they want. So in effect, the people really don't have an ability to input into the system. And yet democracy is a messy thing. I don't know why Republicans establishment is afraid of democracy. Democracy is not a neat thing. It is a messy thing. But ultimately, it comes out that we actually generate better ideas when we have a messy thing, because everybody wants it to be better at the end of the day. And this is when I can't get through people's heads, and it drives me up a wall.
So these 400 people who will vote, ostensibly, most of them, I assume, will vote then. What's your relationship with them? Are you considered sort of the outsider? Do they kind of kneel at the altar of Liz here and do what she wants? What should we know as we head into this?
Well first off, I'm pretty far outside to a degree, because as a CEO type of person, which I've run a company very successfully and all the other things I've been doing, disruption in a positive way is how businesses succeed. You don't want to keep on selling a product that can't sell, because you're going to eventually go bankrupt, which is what's happened with the party. So we need people who can think in those terms. They're not afraid of being on the outside. So I'm an outsider. Clearly, I'm not part of the establishment, for sure. In fact, I think I live rent-free in some of these people's heads, only because I'm challenging them all the time to be better, to get out there, be articulate about our ideas. So that's the frustrating thing for me. So it's going to be, if I know there's a movement to get this postponed for at least 30 days so we can debate this. And like I said, I'd love to have you as the moderator and bring all the candidates that want to run. And we just sit at the table and we just, you know, discuss our ideas and how we can do things better. There are so many things that we can do.
Well, yeah, I don't understand the rush. I agree with you completely. Like, who sets March 1st? Like, what's the rush? So this woman's got 3 years left and she decides I don't want to do it anymore. Okay, fair enough. But what's the rush to replace her? That doesn't make any sense.
Well, March the 1st is set for a date in which candidates who are running for the local office, like Montgomery County Commissioner and all the row offices, usually ask for the party's endorsement. Now, personally, I hate the term endorsement by the party in today's world, because actually the Republican people, the Republican committee people, we only represent about 1.00001% of the Republican voters of Montgomery County. I believe they can do a recommendation, especially when we have competition between, I think we have four pretty good commissioner candidates for the job, by the way. And what I'd love to see is who can sell themselves the best, so that the real endorsement comes at the primary time. And when that primary happens, that's the person that I follow, that the Republican Party as a mass vote for. Listen, in the last campaign, I was very active with Doug Mastriano. What upset me more, Doug did not get any money from any major Republican establishment organization, which really upset me quite a bit. As a matter of fact, Republicans that we gave money to, that we voted for, go out and endorse Josh Shapiro, who basically, you know, what can I tell you? I mean, here's somebody that has done nothing with Krasner, has done nothing with trying to solve why 30,000, I believe it was close to 30,000 senior citizens died in nursing homes while the Secretary of Health took their mother out of the nursing home and put her in a hotel so that she wouldn't be affected by it. There's something wrong with this picture.
Yeah, let me ask an uncomfortable question. How many Montgomery County Republicans voted for Josh Shapiro, do you suppose? And by that, I mean on the committee. I don't doubt there are more than a few, I'm sorry to say.
Well, I hate to tell you, I truly believe that's so. And let me put it this way. Josh, I've known him since he's been about 18 years old. He's literally been running for president since he's been in kindergarten. So,
yes. Well, they've already got him in the White House. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's no doubt about it. No doubt about it.
But Stan, how do people reach out to you about this? I mean, because March 1st is going to be here before you know it. So if there are Montgomery County Republicans who want to help you or get the word out, what's the best way to do so?
If they'd like to do it, it's very simple. Escasaccio, a little more simpler to spell than D. Giulio Elmo.
or Shiraki. You Italians and your names, I tell you, you got to get a Smith out there for Pete's sakes.
Well, it used to be Ocasaccio, but but I dropped the O because we were from the southern part of Ireland down around Rome. But that aside, you can get a hold of me by S. Casaccio. That's S, just the letter S, Casaccio @gmail.com. Or, hey, listen, they can call me at 215-651-1042. Which, if they do, just remember, my wife will not be too happy that I get these phone calls, but hey, listen. She's in it. She loved it. And she's a great lady. And I love her to death for putting up with me and my passion for history and everything else, which is another thing, Chris, that upsets me. People's knowledge of history in America only goes back about 5 days. Yep. And that's it.
Yeah.
And you know that if you don't look back at history, because there's nothing new under the sun, it just gets updated, we continue to make the same mistakes. We're living under Jimmy Carter 2.0. And it's driving me up a wall.
Final question, Stan. While we're talking about learning from history, what about the way we conduct elections? We know now that we've got almost 60 full days, almost 2 full months before Election Day where we're ballot collecting. Do you think the Montgomery County Republican Party needs to work harder on figuring out ways to collect ballots ahead of Election Day?
Here's what I would do. First off, and I've told this to people, I would put my money into... If we have to play the game like the Democrats are doing, we got to play it better. It's like when they started the blitz back in 1960, people finally caught on and they started blitzing too, because the team that was blitzing was winning all the time. So what we've got to do, we've got to put our money into our mail-in ballots. And if that's the way we got to play the game, which I hate playing it that way, but we've got to play that game. We've got to play that game. We get our voters out there. Listen, Montgomery County, I went in front of the commissioners. I gave them 3,000 names of people that should not be on the Montgomery County voter rolls and have them removed. And these are the things that we have to do. In Pennsylvania, there's probably over 250,000 people on the voter rolls that shouldn't be there. They've either moved out of Pennsylvania or they died. And nobody makes this effort to clean them up, because they use this as Catherine Engelbert, as you know her, she calls it the China cabinet effect, in which when the vote comes up, they take this stuff out of the China cabinet, put it there, and then they put it back in the China cabinet after it's over. So one of the big voter integrity is extremely important to me. We've got to do a better job on the mail-in ballots. We have to get everybody out there. I know there's a lot of Democrats that know this is not the Democratic Party of Jack Kennedy, who, by the way, couldn't get elected in the Democratic Party today because he was Roman Catholic, pro-life, and he gave a tax cut when he came into office. So this is what we have to do. First off, new world, attack it in that way.
Yeah, Stan, I mean, the election's everything. If you can't win elections and you can't figure out how to get votes, then what good is having a chairperson of the Montgomery County Republican Party? So that's what Stan Casascio wants to be, S-C-A-S-A-C-I-O. Stan, I hope you can get this pushed by a month. I think it's appropriate that everyone would have time to debate, but March 1st is the deadline otherwise. So every Republican who can vote in Montgomery County needs to know Stan Casascio is on the ballot. Stan, thanks for your time today, my friend.
Chris, just one more thing. People that are listening to this show, there's many Republicans in Montgomery County, listen, call your committee person, call Liz Havey's office, tell them we want this pushed back for a minimum of 30 days so that we can make a proper decision. Good decisions come from well thought out process, not by ramming it down your throat.
Thank you, Stan.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.
Telephone number 610-850-0990. That just makes good sense to me. And that's, you know, yes, Stan is a friend, but I don't, no matter how people vote in an upcoming, she has 3 years left and she says, I quit and here's the guy I want to replace me. Votes March 1st. Goodbye, everybody. What? I mean, like, a quality organization should take a breath and go, well, okay, if you're not going to run our party anymore, maybe we should all pump the brakes and reconsider what's going on and who's going to lead it. That seems totally reasonable. Hang out for another month and let this thing play out. Whenever people in politics want to move quickly, you should be leery. That's all I'll say to Montgomery County Republicans. And I can't vote, but I would just say, if you're a Montgomery County Republican and you want a change in direction, the fact that they are trying to hurry and replace somebody resigning doesn't sound good to me.